Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Organizational Communication, Balancing Creativity and Constraint by Eric M. Eisenberg, explores the dynamic and inherently contradictory nature of communication within organizations. As the title suggests, Eisenberg delves into the nuanced balance between fostering an environment of creative freedom and imposing necessary constraints that guide productive and efficient communication. Through this book, readers are introduced to a range of theories, case studies, and practical applications demonstrating how effective communication strategies can drive organizational success while also encouraging innovation. This edition focuses on the importance of adaptability and strategic thinking in navigating the ever-evolving landscape of organizational communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the communication process in organizations. This topic discusses the fundamental concepts of how communication operates within organizational settings, emphasizing the processes, channels, and barriers that often arise. Eisenberg breaks down the intricate process of encoding, transmitting, and decoding messages among members, underlining the impact of organizational structure on communication flow. The discussion extends to the essentials of effective listening and feedback mechanisms, which are critical for maintaining a two-way communication stream. The theoretical frameworks provided in this section lay the groundwork for understanding the complexities and nuances of organizational communication. Secondly, culture, creativity, and constraints. In organizations, Eisenberg explores the interplay between organizational culture, creativity, and constraints, highlighting how each element influences communication strategies. This segment delves into how organizational culture shapes the norms, values, and behaviors within a company and its effect on communication pathways. Further analysis is dedicated to exploring how creativity can be fostered within the constraints imposed by organizational structures. The author introduces various models and strategies that organizations can implement to balance the need for creative expression with the necessity of adhering to certain protocols and regulations. Thirdly, adaptability and change management. This topic focuses on the vital role of adaptability in organizational communication, especially in the context of change management. Eisenberg discusses the challenges organizations face when undergoing change and the communication strategies that can facilitate smoother transitions. By examining case studies and theoretical perspectives, this section emphasizes the importance of clear, open communication and the need for leaders to be adept at adjusting their communication styles to suit evolving circumstances. The discourse also covers resistance to change and methods for mitigating such obstacles through effective communication practices. Fourthly, technology and organizational communication. Eisenberg addresses the profound impact of technology on organizational communication, exploring both the opportunities and challenges it presents. This section covers the rise of digital communication tools and platforms and how they have transformed traditional communication paradigms within organizations. The discussion includes an evaluation of the benefits of technological advancements, such as enhanced connectivity and data sharing, along with potential drawbacks like information overload and diminished interpersonal relationships. Strategies for harnessing technology to improve communication effectiveness while mitigating its adverse effects are also discussed. Lastly, leadership communication. The role of leadership in shaping organizational communication is scrutinized in this topic. Eisenberg elaborates on the critical functions of leaders in setting the tone for open, constructive communication environments. The segment explores how leaders can inspire trust, motivate employees, and foster a culture of inclusivity and collaboration through strategic communication practices. By providing examples and strategies, the discussion underscores the significance of leadership communication in achieving organizational objectives, resolving conflicts, and building strong, cohesive teams. In conclusion, organizational communication, balancing creativity and constraint, is an essential read for communication professionals, managers, and anyone interested in understanding the intricacies of organizational communication. Eric M. Eisenberg masterfully demonstrates how balancing the elements of creativity and constraint is crucial for fostering a productive communication environment. This book offers valuable insights and practical strategies for enhancing communication effectiveness in any organization. By applying the principles and practices outlined in this book, readers can improve their communication skills, drive organizational change, and create a more innovative and adaptive culture. Hence, this book not only serves as a guide for professional development, but also contributes to personal growth by enriching one's understanding of the multifaceted nature of communication in organizational settings. If you would like to support Eric M. Eisenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.